Off.
And then, you know, after this, we always have a recap. So we'll have a recap going out probably by Monday. And that'll be a nice little simple visual of the updates from the lab. All right, Sunny, how's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Just at a team offsite right now doing some road mapping. So as we finish rounding out this quarter with a bunch of launches coming soon, planning for the next few 6 months for all the new stuff that we're going to start working on.
How was Ethan for you, Sunny?
Ethan was awesome. There was like a Cosmos event like every day of the week, which is like really cool. I really enjoy going to Bitcoin Renaissance. That was a really fun event. It was just Ethan.
Is that the one Babylon hosted?
That's the one Babylon hosted, yep.
Is there any alpha there? Like, what's going on between, you know, Babylon, Bitcoin, and all of Cosmos? Like, you know, is there anything exciting to share with Bitcoin and Cosmos?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, I think that, you know, I've always had the thesis that Bitcoin will be the money of Cosmos. And I think it's, you know, we're working on a lot of stuff to make that happen, working with, you know, chatted with a bunch of different Bitcoin bridges, chatted with a number of people working on, like, Bitcoin L2s. A lot of them are interested in building Cosmos chains. Thorchain is, you know, crushing it on the Bitcoin volumes right now. I think we're just gonna, and with Babylon, we're just gonna see, I you know, there's some teams working on like LSDs on top of Babylon for like Bitcoin LSDs. WBTC on Osmosis is growing, just another like 20 WBTC was just minted today. WBTC, like Osmosis native WBTC.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think we'll just start to see, and also just like all the whole BitVM stuff is just like really exciting. I think we're this like discovery of the BitVM architecture just opens up so much design space on like new sorts of trustless bridges and stuff in Bitcoin. So a lot going on, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
yeah, good. What about, like, what was that argument that you were having with Vitalik? Tell the people, you know, what was that about, and did you win? Did you, you know, bring honor to us all?
I think that was mostly, I think Vitalik was kind of, like, misunderstanding the discussion a little bit, where this was more about, like, restaking, and there was, like, one of the bankless guys was saying that, oh, Cosmos chains are not going to need their own token anymore. Everything is just going to be happen via like eigenlayer restaking. And my point was just that like this logic doesn't make sense, because if you have a sovereign chain, if you have a chain and you have your own valid like token, anything, you know, people just think that the restaking is like free, right? It's like, oh, restakers will just come and like restake on your chain. But it's like, no, they have to get paid to do that, right? They're taking on risk. They need to get compensated for that. And where's that payment coming from? It's either coming from your token inflation or from your, or you know, it's probably most chains, but if you're something like Osmosis that actually has like real yield, real revenue, you're like basically diverting your revenue to pay for this like external security. And so, you know, obviously for Osmosis, like we want most Osmosis revenue to stay, go to Osmo holders. And what we do is we say, hey, Osmo holders, you know, Osmo is valuable. It has like actual value because it has like a revenue stream. And so we say, okay, well, if you want to tap into that revenue stream as an Osmo holder, you have to provide security, right? It's, you know, if you have to stake and help secure the network, and then you get a cut of the revenue stream that you, you know, because you contributed to the network by providing security. So the claim here is basically, why would you, you know, I like to think of this as like, you know, I love my geopolitical analogies. So it's like, if you're building an army or military to defend your country, which is what you're trying to, you build up economic security to defend your chain, you don't build it out of mercenaries, right? By going to E3 stakers and asking them to provide all the security for your chain, one, you're going to like have to divert a lot of revenue towards them. And what are they going to do? They're just going to like dump your token. And like, but if you instead, if it goes to the token holders of your chain, they're probably going to like compound and like double up their stake of Osmo. So when you build a military, you know, you don't build it off of mercenaries, you build it off of citizens. You know, you
because they're incentivized and, to not just do it for the money.
Exactly. And you know, the way I think how like restaking is going to work out is chains have to start like becoming smarter of saying like, hey, this is what our desired economic security is. So as an example, you know, I think you know, one of the first to do this is like Thorchain, actually, right? They came up with this idea of an incentive pendulum. And so I'm imagining something similar-ish in concept, but like what we would say is, okay, let's, you know, we have a way of, we can measure, the chain can measure how much bridged assets are there on Osmosis. Let's say there's, I don't know, $500 million of bridged assets. Then what we should say is, okay, well, let's have a security target. We want 50% more economic security than the amount of bridged assets. So we're targeting $750 million of security budget. Now we have, then we look, we say, okay, how much Osmo stake is there valued? And we say, I don't know, maybe there's $600 million of Osmo being staked now. So it's like, okay, great. We have a $150 million of like security deficit. How do we get in more economic security? Obviously, hopefully we hope Osmo goes up more, but until then we want to like make sure we're meeting our security targets. So that's when you start to tap into restaking. But the first thing you do is instead of going to Eigenlayer restaking, the first thing you do is you know, same as when you're building a military, you start, you know, if you need to support beyond your own military, you go to your allies. And this is where like the mesh security framework comes in, right? We'll use things like Axel restaking or, you know, Astro restaking or Mars restaking or any of like the allies of Osmosis, right? We can leverage the market caps of the ecosystem projects that we like, you know, whether they're built, whether they're on the Osmosis chain itself or via like, you know, mesh security via with something like Axelar. Let's say by tapping into these additional security things, we get to, you know, another 100 million of restaked value, right? So now we're at 700 million. Okay, now we have 50 million left to do. That's when you start to divert some of your revenues towards like getting ETH restakers or BTC restakers, the people who are like, you know, finally, once you've tapped in your own citizenry and your allies and you just need a little bit to top off, that's when you like bring in the mercenaries and just to get you to the threshold. So that was just my pit. I was trying to explain, you know, I think a lot of the people were building like all these like restaking protocols or are like not thinking of it from the perspective of the actual who's going to use the restaking protocols. Why are we just going to give away our hard-earned revenue to someone, to another token, right? Like that. So that's what I was trying to explain. And I think Vitalik kind of misunderstood that I was trying to argue about rollups versus like sovereign app chains or sovereign chains, which is not what I was trying to get at. Whether you're doing a rollup or a sovereign chain, you know, even a rollup, if you want like a decentralized sequencer set, you want decentralized oracles, you want, you know, all sorts of things that still need economic rollups aren't an answer to everything. You still need economic security systems for other things. And so that's what I was trying to get at.
Gotcha. But we know from the tweet, Bankless is, you know, really just the one like always loving to post random shit. And then the takeaway from ETH Denver is that Cosmos is just flourishing right now, and Ethereum is trying to connect with Cosmos more and align more with Cosmos, not necessarily the other way around either. So it seems pretty mutual, and this seems pretty bullish.
Yeah, and to be clear, like I think there's huge value in these like protocols, like Babylon and Ethos and stuff that will, you know, sometimes you do need that additional economic security. And I think there will be value there. My point was just that it's not going to, something like Osmosis will never be like, oh, we're diverting 100% to E3 staking.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. Were there any exciting new projects that you sniffed out at ETH Denver?
Yes. I'll keep the alpha to myself until it's a little bit more.
Cool. Okay. Let's pivot back to road mapping. Is there anything you can share with road mapping, or maybe just touch on also like what's been going on over the past 6 weeks pre ETH Denver?
I mean, one thing to note is on the past 2 weeks, I know the Osmosis site has been having a number of like data issues. We're currently in the process of like migrating our backend data stack for the front end away from, we're migrating from Imperator to Numia. And so during that process, just hitting a few hiccups that is causing a little bit of instability on the front end, but things are getting patched and we're in close touch with like the Numia and Imperator teams to make sure this migration goes smoothly. But yeah, so if you've noticed any like hiccups on the front end, that's kind of what's going on right now. Beyond that, you know, one click trading, it's in testnet, you know, there's like staging links. If you're good enough at sleuthing our GitHub, you can probably find them, try playing around with it. But yeah, that's, you know, I think that should be live, fingers crossed, in the next upgrade. And yeah, so you'll be able, excited to see that go live. Another thing that you know, our team has been doing a great job on is increasing like the performance of the chain. So block times, you know, I think they might get like cut in half in this coming upgrade. So we'll go from
what's like, it at right now, like 5 to 6 second
blocks a second, 5 or 6 second blocks. I think they'll be down to like 2.5 seconds or something like that is what I've been told.
And what's the end goal on block time?
Speed of light.
Nice.
It depends on.
Okay, Michael Saylor, nice.
There's always trade-offs of like, you know, you have to sacrifice. It's a matter of what are the sacrifices you're willing to make on decentralization and like verifiability, right? Part, I think Solana is fast because they make some, you know, some engineering decisions that are good, but they also like don't have Merkle trees or like, you know, you can't get no such thing as a light client for Solana. And I think that's sort of like, you know, an ideological decision that maybe like governance has to like weigh in on. I was like, how much do we value like speed versus verifiability of these systems?
Awesome. Anything else from our end?
Some other stuff that I think will probably hopefully be live before the next update for the lab is the earn page on the Osmosis website. And we are working on a new landing page. So what by landing page, I mean, if you go to osmosis.zone, not app.osmosis.zone, which probably most of you already have bookmarked at this point, but we have a lot of users landing on osmosis.zone from Google and just, you know, a new wave of users. And, you know, that thing is old. It was like, you know, probably 2 years old at this point.
That's so like literally the V1 of the landing page, probably.
Yeah. So that there's a new one coming about pretty soon that will, you know, just
This is definitely the thing I'm most excited about right now over the coming few weeks. It's like, you know, not only does the entire ecosystem get this fresh new landing page, but there are so many little things in the new landing page that tie back to the community, whether it's like teams and their projects or tokens and community members will literally be tied into this landing page. It's going to be beautiful. And we think it's like really gonna like add a little to the community bonding. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, there's a little testimonial site from, you know, we curated some tweets from all of you on, you know, how much you love Osmosis. So if you have one that you think deserves to be on the testimonials page, you know, just DM us and we'll try to get it added in.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. People, teams, founders, everyone. All in the testimonials.
Cool. Yeah, I think those are the main updates I have in the, you know, probably next 2 weeks, what I see going live.
Awesome. So last question for you then. 3-month time frame, 6-month time frame, 12-month time frame. How bullish are you on Osmosis at each of these time frames? And you can't say 10 for each.
Can't say 10 for each. Okay, three. Wait, how does this work? I just give a scale. Can I say 8, 9, 10?
No. Because it's like you know, we're talking about all the things that are not only getting fixed, mm-hmm. but the new things that are being released. So like time frames also factors in new things being released. Like there is something very exciting that might be happening in, you know, like a 6 month time frame or a 3 month time frame. And like, you know, this is out of the 3 month time frame scope if it's in the 6 month.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely the next 3 months, there's a lot of all right, maybe I can just say some of the stuff that I'm like most excited for. You know, we the mobile app, we have a as of last night, we have swaps working on the mobile app, so that's really exciting. So, you know, Osmosis native mobile app will be coming out hopefully within that I would say probably within 6 months, just because we're trying to make sure there's a lot of security.
Are there any like risks with the mobile app and like somehow like Apple's like, no, you have to delete your app, like we're blocking it?
Potentially. In that case, we'll have to like revert to turning into a what do you call it, those like web app things. But also, like, you know, actually, we look at it. If we look at our analytics that we get from Kepler, majority of our mobile usage today is actually from Android, not from iOS, actually.
Oh, yeah. You know, okay.
Cool. I think people, obviously in the US, I think we overfocus on Apple, but like, you know, less than, you know, over 2/3 of our user base is not in the US. And outside the US, Android dominates. So
like, regardless, it's not going to be a wasted effort.
Definitely.
Awesome.
So yeah, I think mobile is one thing that I'm like, you know, really excited for on like a 6 month time frame. I think a lot of the Bitcoin bridges and like just the number of Bitcoin L2s. And I think there's generally like, you know, we have this like token launch list of like all these tokens launching. There's so many like exciting Cosmos SDK projects launching in the next, like launching tokens in the next 6 months, whether it's like, you know, new DeFi protocols or apps that you've like, you know, I don't want to like alpha leak for them, but like, you know, apps you might already be using, that tokenless apps that will be launching tokens pretty soon, or you know, new Celestia like ecosystem projects. And then expanding beyond just the Cosmos SDK stuff, right? You know, we're working very closely with Composable and Union to like reach out to Substrate projects or Movement or Eclipse, and like, you know, we have all these new frameworks and ecosystems that I really think Osmosis will be like, you know, moving towards being the, you know, the interchain DEX beyond just the Cosmos SDK.
Cool. So I guess we'll skip the actual question of 3, 6, 12, and then we should actually probably shift into Astroport now. I think definitely about time. We give Astroport a great big welcome. Mm-hmm. Little clappy emojis. How do I just do this? Bam, clappy emojis. Astroport team, Timo, Andre, can you guys come up, introduce yourselves first? Talk a little bit, maybe introduce Astroport to the audience. Like, what is Astroport in 2 sentences? Where is it right now? And why is this happening right now? Growing the cosmic pie.
GM. Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound beautiful.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So GM, I'm Andre, lead contributor at Astroport. Been around for almost 2-3 years now on Astroport, and I think I can go with the introduction for Astroport. I would say Astroport is basically the most passive protocol there is in the Cosmos, and I'm saying this in a like a funny tone, because what we really want is to attract the most passive LPs and passive liquidity that exists, right? That's why we generally people like use AMM, like they say AMMs and DEXs kind of interchangeably, but they in reality they aren't really 100% the same, although generally you have both. But we try to focus more on the liquidity side, and that's why we generally mention more DMM aspect. For those that I think most of you might know, but for those that don't, Astroport was deployed initially on Terra, which now is Terra Classic. It did really well, and then everything crashed, as most of you might know. And now we are currently deployed on four different chains. We don't have our own chain. We are basically an outpost model protocol. And yeah, and we are super excited because Osmosis is one of, it's the biggest AMM DEX in Cosmos, and we are launching there, which for a lot of people, it is very weird, but there is a reason for it, and it's synergistic and makes sense. But yeah, that's what I would say.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. Is Timo, can you introduce yourself? Or I don't see him up here anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
There he is.
Timo. Okay, nice.
All right, Timo. Hey.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm Timo Fe. I'm mostly working on smart contract side on Astroport. Built PCL, the first version, and PCL for Osmosis, which is basically ported version of Astroport from initial code base. Yeah, I think that's it about me.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so maybe let's jump into why now, and what are the benefits that Astroport's PCL brings versus the generic XYK pool compared to the supercharged liquidity pool that Osmosis has now? Like, why is Astroport's PCL going to be awesome on Osmosis?
Yeah, so definitely, like, I'll try to answer the first question because it's there's a lot of meat in there. But yeah, so PCL over XYK, maybe just going back, XYK basically being constant product pool, the first in like AMM design that existed. PCL is much more efficient. There's like no doubt about it anymore. I think from our estimates, it's around like 3x times more efficient. So it's just the next evolution for like two volatile assets. PCL basically works in a way that concentrates liquidity around a pegged price, and does why it can achieve this performance. Similarly to supercharge liquidity, whereas users can also concentrate the liquidity, PCL does it. The difference being PCL does it automatically without you having to manage it. So I think this is where really Astroport PCL tools come into play, is that you really don't have to worry about it. You just provide the liquidity and essentially it will be managed for you, similar to a vault, right?
Can you touch on how it's different from like a Quasar vault, and like how does it actually do it for you automatically? You know, what are the risks as well?
Yeah. So the risk is always impermanent loss, right? With any AMM design, you always have the impermanent loss, which is essentially the price has moved somewhere, and the pool is always, like any AMM design is always outdated, is always far behind. And that's where generally your IL comes in, because you provided a certain price and now it moved. So if you were to withdraw, then you would suffer that loss. Hopefully you accrue enough fees that actually is a profitable endeavor. But I hope I'm not saying anything wrong, but from what I understand, Quasar pools, vaults are actually then actively managed, right? They aren't really 100% like algorithm, like there's no algorithm behind it that actually manages it, if I'm not mistaken. For the PCL side, yeah, sorry.
Oh, go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, for the PCL side, essentially it's similar to a it's still a curve. There's still a curve on the pool, so it's similar to XYK in that aspect, but it tries to, similarly to when you have a stable swap pool, where it basically concentrates the price in the case of stable swaps. It concentrates the price of it being one-to-one. For the PCL, it concentrates the price around what we call like a price scale, which is essentially like the price difference between those two assets. It's going to concentrate around it, and there is some resistance in a sense. Timofey then can get into more of these details because he's actually the one that implemented this. But essentially then the price is kind of forced at that point, which is where the curve is going to be around. And as swaps happen, then the algorithm will start to decide when it should repeg. For XYK, it basically repegs every time. You can think of in that way. Because as soon as the swap happens, it's going to move the curve immediately. For PCL, it doesn't. It waits out. And the mechanism here is it basically waits out until you can move the price such in a way that you already accrued enough fees to suffer like much less IL.
Actually,
like around 50%.
Less 50%.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is programmed.
Yeah, it's as soon as you are able to move the price such that you only incur 50% of loss, it will move the price. But just this fact alone will make it so that you basically are accruing fees around a certain price, concentrating all the liquidity around it. Then there's also the dynamic fee aspect, which is how it can then accrue fees very faster if the price is moving too fast. But essentially, everything is programmed into the pool, and essentially it's a curve. So you literally, it's literally like a passive strategy where you just put your liquidity in and it will be managed for you automatically by the pool itself. So
this and I think there's a big demand for that, right? Like yeah, there are a lot of people that definitely like want to be a little more lazy, and they, you know, how many people this is, I have no idea. Do you have any idea, like what, let's like out of 100 users, how many people are going to kind of sway towards a PCL pool, or maybe Sunny, if you know, like, you know, how do you think the adoption will be? What ratios will XYK, supercharged liquidities, and PCLs be getting?
So I think personally, I think classical XYK pools are like, there's almost very little reason to use them at this point. Like, if you are looking for, honestly, if you're looking for some, the most passive thing, you should just go in the supercharged pool, but just go like full rage. You'll probably just be doing, that's equivalent to being in the passive pool. The only reason to have a passive pool is the stable swaps, because sometimes those have a three pool involved, where it's not just two assets, it's three assets. So that's one case. But then I think if you're doing anything passive, you're probably better off in the PCL pools. Or then if you're trying to be even more active, you go into the supercharged pools. I actually think the biggest usage of the PCL pools is actually going to be protocol owned liquidity. So especially for like volatile assets. So, you know, I would like, I think some folks on our team are going to put up a proposal this week that, you know, just to show Osmosis like doubling down on like, you know, protocol owned liquidity and like supporting these PCL pools. The Osmosis community pool has about $2 million worth of AXL that we got from our original loan swap, you know, a year, 2 years ago. And so it's like, let's pair, you know, let's say, you know, $1 million of AXL with $1 million of Osmo from the community pool and put it into a PCL, into an Astroport PCL pool. And so, you know, increase the AXL liquidity on Osmosis, especially, you know, as people, if anyone's been following AXL price these days. And so, you know, get more of that volume on Osmosis. And then, you know, once Osmosis community pool does this, I think this actually, we can go work with more community pools to like do this sort of liquidity injection. So, you know, the Osmosis community pool also has a lot of stars in it. Currently, a lot of that's LP'd already in the stars, ST-ish stars pool, but we can, you know, we can move, maybe shift some of that into even like an ST Osmo, ST stars PCL pool. Another cool one would be the Cosmos Hub community pool has a lot of Neutron and a lot of Atom in it, obviously. And so, you know, if we, you know, I think it'll help, you know, the entire AZ to just get more Neutron available on Osmosis, because, you know, it is still the main deck.
The Cosmos Hub did just get like a donation from the ICF or something, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know if I saw this correctly, but I think this is was the case. Like, there was like a donation to the community pool of like, maybe was it $10 million or something? Someone correct me. Or maybe it was $3 million. But yeah.
In what?
Either Atom or USD, but I'm pretty sure it was Atom. Thanksito, if that's correct, please give another thumbs up. Okay, I see no thumbs up. Anyways, we can circle back on that
later. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, I think retail users will probably, like, use, like, the classical, like, the PCL pools. But I think, like I said, there's also our other vaults out there. And I think the type of actor that most cares about trustlessness, you know, Quasar, like, as mentioned, great product, but it is actively managed. And I think for protocol-owned liquidity, it's important to be, like, fully on-chain and, like, trustless, right? And so that's where I think that we're going to see a lot of adoption of the PCL pools.
Yeah. So what about, like, as a user that may not understand the idea of growing the pie, or new users that's like, I want everything to be selfish for Osmosis because all I care about is Osmo and Osmosis. And obviously Astroport is deploying on Osmosis. But what if these users are saying, like, don't these pools compete with supercharged liquidity pools? Like, you know, like, why is Osmosis allowing Astroport to compete with them? This is not the case, but can you touch on that?
Yeah. So what's cool is both Astroport and White Whale, which also went live this week as well with their integration, are implemented as CW pools. So CW pools are basically, we enabled it so that external developers can build Cosmosm contracts that act as pools to the purpose of Osmosis. And so, you know, Astroport implemented their PCL pools as CW pools. White Whale, they implemented theirs as independent pools, but then a wrapper contract that, like, dispatches trades to them. And then, you know, the reason it was okay for them to do it as an independent pool as well was they agreed that, you know, 10 bips of trading fees will get sent back to the Osmosis community pool regardless. So that's actually one of the key things here is because all of the only way to trade on the Astroport PCL pools is through the, you know, Osmosis chain level swap router, is that means that Osmosis will still be collecting its standard taker fees on all of these trades. So, you know, to the perspective of Osmos stakers, it doesn't matter whether a trade is going through supercharged pools or PCL pools. You know, whatever is giving the trader better slippage, that's what they're happy, and Osmosis is taking the same fees either way. This is just bringing more liquidity to Osmosis.
Awesome. That's going to be great. And it really kind of goes back to, you know, aligning with all these external teams and growing the pie and aiming for Osmosis to be the place that facilitates all of that.
Yeah, so I would also
go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I would also add that it is true that basically you kind of have some fragmented liquidity, even though, like, the users and the actors that will be providing are kind of different, like, personas. There is still the possibility of, in the future, similar to what Quasar does, for us to get the PCL pools actually then integrated into, like, somehow some, like, CL pools or some aspect of it. And if that's the case, then that means all that liquidity that's sitting in those PCL pools would also be leveraged in some way without, like, trying to reduce the fragmentation. I think that would be, like, the next big thing we really need to work on. And then, like, then it's 100% clear that essentially a PCL pool is just a strategy on top of another book, essentially.
What do you think the time frame on that would be?
That's a well. You know, the last word Andre just mentioned was order book.
Yeah.
Another update that is we are working. You know, development is well underway for Osmosis's on-chain order books as well. So these are also being implemented as a new CW pool standard. So basically, what happened was, you know, we spent a lot of time with the Astroport team trying to figure out how to make the PCL strategy work as a vault on top of supercharged liquidity, and it just became a little bit. The more time we spent on it, we realized there's just challenges because of the way that the part of the design of PCL pools is that they charge different swap fees in different directions. Basically, you know, in a PCL pool, in a supercharged pool, you're in the pool with a 0.2% spread factor. You're charging the same swap fee on a buy as you are on a sell. But part of what makes the PCL strategy work is, you know, they're saying like, hey, if this token is like trending too high relative to, you know, the TWAP, it's going to charge more to move it away from the TWAP, less to like rebalance it back towards the TWAP. And it was really hard to replicate that functionality in a safe way on the supercharge pools, which is part of one of the many reasons that led us to develop these actual proper order books. So that the order book will give Astroport more flexibility to more accurately represent their strategy in the system.
Is it going to be another adapter for PCL between PCL and CL?
So what do you mean?
Is it going to be an adapter interface? So we just deploy liquidity through this contract?
Yes. So it'll be a PCL, it'll be a CW pool. So market orders will still go just through the swap router interface, but you'll be able to place limit orders via a new interface.
Uh-huh. So virtual pool.
And then we did a lot of work on like performance here. We created a new mechanism called Loot, which is basically a very performant version of like an order book on chain, where like, you know, we try to avoid the need for linear iteration over limit orders, because that'll become a big bottleneck. So we'll probably release like a white paper or on this new mechanism we invented.
And we're sticking with that name, Loot, because we love that name.
It originally stood for limit orders on ticks, but I think we changed the design, but we liked the acronym so much that we like backfilled a new like convoluted acronym for the new mechanism to still fit with the same word.
So what is it now?
I actually don't remember.
I see. Yeah, if we can keep that, that'd be very cool. The gaming world would love this. Cool. Right now there's around 220 million in liquidity or TVL for all these pools. What portion, you know, or I guess maybe like with Astroport's launch, how much do you think this will grow or shift into Astroport? Like what portion of all TVL do you think will be on Astroport coming soon?
That is a very, very good question. I think it really is going to grow. I think obviously there's always going to be some shifts, because whenever you have like rewards or emissions or incentives, you always have some mercenary capital that moves around to wherever the pays the best. But I do think it's going to like grow, and it's going to introduce a lot more users to Osmosis and Astroport.
Yeah, and I think this is something that a lot of the non-technical or the people that don't want to, you know, check things every single day, all day, every day, they're not the active traders, they're going to be jumping into this, and it's going to be something that the community is going to get so excited about, because there's finally something for these people that, you know, want a little of the middle ground and they just don't want to stress about it. Or even the people that, you know, want to take a different strategy. You know, some of them, they can, you know, take a much more active and high volatility strategy, you know, play the 1% game. And then, you know, they're like, hey, like with like 20% of my portfolio, maybe I'll just put it in a PCL pool. So I think it's definitely going to be huge for the community. What about like the?
I have one question. So when I in a supercharged pool today, you know, depending when I LP, depending on the range I set, so in you know the classic XYK pools, I'm always putting in like 50% of asset A and 50% of asset B. In the supercharged pools, depending on the range I put, sometimes I'm putting 80% of asset A, 20% of B, or 70% of A, 30% of B, depending on my range and where the spot price is in my range. When I join an Astroport PCL pool, I know it's concentrating liquidity, but is it always still at a 50-50 ratio? Or is there like a different ratio that I'm, the assets that I'm inputting in are?
You're actually free to use any ratio when you provide liquidity. Yeah, but you need to think that PCL favors when you move, when you provide closer to price scale.
Price scale being the TWAP, so similar to the constrained liquidity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know you, I can provide it any, like, even in the classical XYK pools, I can provide it anything, but it's basically swapping to get me to 50-50.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is on PCL, it's not always holding everything at a 50-50.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a shipping thing.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Do you guys think it makes sense? So, you know, there is a big, you know, there's a large ST Osmo position right now. And there's also a, you know, ST Atom position from the Cosmos Hub community pool. Do you think it makes sense to maybe shift these towards PCL pools?
Yeah, we actually have like specific parameters for LSD pools. Because in some cases, like stable swaps are very good for really one-to-one, let's say like the like USDT, USDC. But for LSDs, most likely there's one that always grows against the other. And eventually, it's never going to be one-to-one. So for those cases, yeah, we always tell people to like create PCL pools with like specific LSD parameters.
Cool. And then with the one other thing I think worth mentioning, you know, why I think PCL pools are useful for protocol owned liquidity is currently, unfortunately, in the design of the Osmosis supercharged pools, the owner of a position can only be an account on Osmosis. But the nice thing is, similar to the classical pools on Osmosis, the LP shares in Astroport pools are tokenized. So we can send those LP shares back to the community pool so that they're custodied by the relevant community pools rather than, you know, having to like trust these like multi-sigs and stuff to like custody, you know, in some cases like tens of millions of dollars.
I think something that's like pretty huge with the timing of the PCL launches is that there are all these tokens launching over the next 3 to 6 to 9 months. And that just having one extra like substantial weapon in the arsenal for these protocols and these teams and these new community members to actually use is really going to support the entire ecosystem here. Because otherwise, you know, they just feel like they're constrained to like either personal supercharged liquidity pools or like using Quasar. And the options, you know, have been minimal, but now they're going to be pretty great.
Okay. I have another question. So, you know, Mars is obviously one of the like largest projects on Osmosis and like, you know, it provides primary margin trading facility. Given that both Astroport and Mars are sort of built by Delphi Labs, what are some like, are there interesting synergies that we'll see between Astroport and Mars on Osmosis now?
Yeah, I would just say that we are now working to get, at least Astroport is now already like an independent entity from Labs, but yeah, it's still like basically incubated by Labs. I would say one thing that really we do have on Osmosis that, for example, we don't have on other deployments is that we are, our LP tokens, the shares are actually native tokens, like Token Factory. And that really, it was an ES key for Mars to be able to use, for example, the LP tokens, the LP shares as collateral. So I do see that is something that would be very like helpful and valuable. So from there, they can easily build, not only could you add it as a collateral, but also very easily they could like create Vault on top of them.
Awesome. Can you maybe tell us about some of the new pools that you guys are launching with and some of the incentive programs that you guys are using to like make a big splash when you go live in Osmosis?
Yeah, so we initially aimed a lot for the like L1 assets. It is also where we saw that in terms of Osmosis liquidity, there wasn't as much. So we tried to go for those, for example, with Say, Injective, Lunar, Neutron. Then we also aimed for DYDX and TIA being like two fairly recent tokens on Cosmos, and there's high demand for them. And then we also, obviously, will be deploying Astro Osmo, which is part of a bigger plan for protocol on liquidity, but also to have Astro available on Osmosis to be able to be tradable. And in terms of rewards, emissions, it's actually going to be pretty nice, pretty juicy. We are about to post a proposal either by the end of today or very early tomorrow morning. And I'm trying to check the exact numbers, but essentially what we want is to have like a target liquidity / APY, right? So based on that, then we calculate how much Astro would we do as rewards. For example, for the DYDX pool, we would probably do around 2K Astro per day. So I think that's pretty sizable. And for all others, we will do more or less like variable amounts depending on our target APY.
And when do we expect to see the front ends, the Osmosis.zone front end, start populating these new pools, even like including the white whale pools? Sunny, do you know on that one?
Yeah, the Astroport ones, we are, I think you'll probably start to see Astro Osmo go live maybe by the end of the hour. Maybe by the time the Twitter space ends, and then the other ones, once it has to get the minimum liquidity amount on Osmosis, which is like $1,000, I think. We'll definitely buy within a few hours.
Awesome. Cool. So we've got about 9 minutes left.
One thing to note, by the way, that people should be aware of is that while swapping on the PCL pools works from the Osmosis homepage from the swap widget to LP, that the pool will show up in the pools page, but when you click it, it'll open you into the Astroport website where you will have to LP via the Astroport website.
All right, let's open up to the community because we've got about 8 minutes left. Riley?
Hey guys, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Cool. Pretty exciting to see this development. Been following, of course, big users of both CL and PCL on the Astroport and Osmosis side. I just had a quick question about the fees and how the arrangement is set up. Do the fees go to Osmosis? Do they go to Astroport? How do they get split up?
Yeah. So Osmosis takes its, taker fees. A standard set of taker fees based off of the pair being swapped. So, the standard across Osmosis is 10 bips per trade. So whether you're going from, Atom to Osmo via a classical pool or a supercharge pool or a PCL pool or any other CW pool, it'll take 10 bips. And then there's a protocol fee DAO that, can set it to something different. For example, I think for a lot of the Stride LSDs, I think I've got what they set it to. It might have been 2 bips or 3 bips or something that it charges. For USDC to Tether, I think they charge 1 bip. For going from USDC.axel to USDC, they charge 0 bips. So basically, like, Osmosis fees are set at the chain level, regardless of what pool it goes onto. Now, on top of that, Astroport charges additional fees, same as how you know, most pools, like, you know, on top of the Osmosis fee, you know, there's different LP fees on different pools. What Astroport does is they take a cut of the LP fees for basically providing this on-chain liquidity management. So these fees are independent, effectively.
Awesome. Makes sense. Thank you.
I just saw Chad from Thorchain on here a second.
The Raphael. Wait, did you say Thorchain joined?
I just saw Chad join for like like 30 seconds and then hopped off. Wow.
He wasn't about
to come back.
So he left.
Raphael and Winnie, adding you guys right now. Deal Ama, Trix. Oh wow, I'm seeing all these things pop up now.
Yo.
Hey Winnie, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. What do you have for us?
I don't have anything. I just wanted to say I'm really excited about the landing page. I feel like a lot of people in Cosmos take these things for granted, but like that's actually the first point of interaction a lot of people will have with Osmosis, right? So it's not bad right now, but just hearing that you're going to make it much better is super exciting for me. And then the other thing I wanted to say is just like, good job. Like, it's awesome to hear you're working on performance related stuff. I love seeing that you're collaborating with Astroport. I'm just super bullish Osmosis, especially after this space.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. You know, I think a lot of people do take landing pages for granted, especially the people that don't look at landing pages anymore. But I think everyone in the beginning looked at that landing page before they use the product. And that's something to like consider. But also, if the landing page can be a place that's actually factoring in what's going on in the ecosystem, you know, showing like what the top gainers are, what like new assets are coming soon. This is like an interactive thing that you actually like might want to use again. And you just, you know, you don't skip over to the app in the future. So definitely agree with you there. But yeah, you know, we're also excited. We're really working hard and appreciate the kind words.
Okay, I'm gonna take myself off.
All right, see ya. Did a Dio Alma want to come up? I think I tried to add you as a speaker.
GM, hey, absolutely, guys. Nice to hear this space. Just wanted to share a little bit of an experience I had with sending liquidity pool tokens inside the liquidity. So, you know, regarding all the fees that get attributed to us and all these things that we all have been speaking about so on until now. As a small scale protocol user myself, I throw inside the liquidity pool that I provided the liquidity pool tokens, right? So they stay there. I did this as a kind of lock of the liquidity pool. Shout out as well to TerraSwap for giving me this idea, by the way. And I did this on Astroport. I did this on TerraSwap. And it was fantastic that I've done this because I've been going through a lot of moments where not every time the performance of the token is doing good or there's some bugs going on that I always felt tempted to basically remove the entire liquidity pool. So by me sending this LP tokens inside, I protected myself, the community, and it gave me a lot of peace of mind because we've been having our ups and downs. And in the hard moments, I was thankful that the liquidity pool was locked, if you know what I'm saying. So the things come back online, everything keeps progressing. And I just want to give a big shout out to all you guys. Keep up the amazing work.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing as well. Trix.
Absolutely.
Hey, yeah, I just had a question about the order books that are being built. What's their relationship to the current CL pools and the rest of the pools? Like, is it a new place to deposit liquidity, or is it just is it just for like limited order trades and stuff?
It's a new place that you can deposit liquidity. So it will, you know, when you make a trade, it will split your trade between both the order book and supercharge pools and PCL pools and try to find you the optimal slippage. You know, our router is getting better and better at like splitting the trades. You know, there's still some ways to go, but yeah. So, and then, you know, ProtoRev comes in and handles a lot of the rest. But it's just meant for, yeah, some people just want to place limit orders. And I know I've personally found myself placing a lot of limit using concentrated liquidity as pseudo limit orders. I've been like placing out of range limit bands and then waiting them for them to cross and then withdrawing them. And this just like takes the pain out of that, where, you know, you can just place the limit orders yourself. You know, a lot of the market makers that we've been like, the OGP has been contracting and just have been reaching out to Osmosis in general, you know, they all have algos for market making on centralized exchanges, and it's basically all limit order books. And so, you know, being able to bring those algorithms and like provide liquidity on a more order book like system, which is what they're more accustomed to, while some people will prefer to stay on the contrary liquidity system. So, giving more optionality. And like I mentioned, some of the vault strategies like the Astroport PCL ones kind of work better on an order books, give you a little bit more expressivity than the PCL pools do, or than supercharged pools do on like directional fees.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Let's shift over to Mega Lunatic.
Hey guys.
Good, good. It's a little quiet from your end.
Quiet from your end. Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I just want to say congratulations to Astroport and also congratulations to Osmosis. You're making some amazing moves. I'm looking at the ecosystem now and thinking, wow, like when you look across all the Cosmos chains, Osmosis really is bringing everyone together under one big umbrella. So, yeah, it's for me, I've never been more bullish Osmo. I really haven't. Question slightly off piece. I saw that you announced the mad scientist NFTs. Have you got any alpha or anything to spill about how much you maybe were looking to charge for those, whoever's involved, you know? Because I'm trying to sort of
I hope I'm okay to say this, but Backbone is here in the audience. Do you guys wanna maybe come up and talk a little bit about it?
I don't Backbone, see feel free to request a speaker.
Okay. Well, I can give a quick summary of my understanding of Backbone. Backbone is, you know, they are issuing LSDs for a number of different projects, but they take a very interesting approach to it, which is they collaborate with, you know, they issue an, you know, many projects they'll do like have a token for their project, right? What Backbone does is they, instead of having a token per chain, they issue an NFT series for the chain, because it just builds, you know, NFTs are better, I think, at like building like a sense of community around it. And, you know, most, you know, LSDs, they take a cut on like the staking rewards, right? You know, something like Stride takes 10%, Lido takes 10%, etc. What Backbone does is they also, I don't know what the percent they take is, but they take some, let's say 10%. What they'll do is they give half of it to the NFTs, to the NFT holders. So, you know, they call these grave diggers. And so on Osmosis, the grave digger project is these mad scientists. So basically, by buying by owning one of the mad scientists, you have the right to like a cut of the staking rewards from or the protocol revenue of Backbone from the BOSMO LSD. And then the other half goes to, I believe they're launching their own token soon called Soul, which, you know, let's hope it gets on to, maybe it'll be LP'd via Astroport PCL pools on Osmosis, or maybe via White Whale pools on Osmosis. Hey, you want to talk a little bit more about it?
Sure. Good morning, guys. This is you know, definitely an exciting space. It's bringing back the WAGMI vibe. You know what I mean? That's kind of what I missed after the crash, and it's nice to see the synergies coming back together in the cosmos of growing the pie larger, right? Instead of cutting up the pie before it's cooked, let's actually bake a huge pie and all share some of this, right? So Sunny was really close in our system. So for us, we produce these B assets and we do this NFTFi model. Now, what's kind of unique about us is that Backbone keeps none of the fees. We redistribute 100% of all LST fees back into the system. 60% stay on chain with the managing NFT community. And if they need to, they can vote. Like when Enterprise finishes coming to the table, we will have a DAO through Enterprise. They will have voting privileges. They will be able to direct the yield. If they want to keep it for staking, fine. If they want to incentivize other economic activities for growth, that's up to the community. And then 40% of all Gravediggers is shared with the Sol token stakers, and that will be coming to Osmosis. We have plans with the Sail DAO to petition them for Osmo liquidity and to utilize that whole infrastructure, which is, I mean, it's just a red carpet, right? Like, it's just there if you got good products, good ideas, right? Like, all the pieces are coming together from so many different angles, and it's just so impressive to see everything kind of come to fruition at a very, you know, similar times. Like, there's so much news. I feel like every day there's so much new activity in the cosmos. It's almost like an overload of like news. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's you know, we're excited to participate. We're getting ready to go towards the end of this month or the beginning of next month for the NFT collection, and site upgrades, site updates, everything is brand new, fresh for Osmosis. The entire package is being rebranded for this launch. And thanks for letting us participate. We're really excited.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. Last one from Reframe. Probably need to cut it. I'm already pretty late for the next Twitter space. So Reframe, please hop in.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ralph Padel. Our team recently launched Reframe Bot. We believe it's the first Telegram trading bot on Osmosis. And yeah, it's really exciting to hear this new like synergy news. So we've currently like integrated like easy swapping, like selling, trading within Osmosis through Osmo.js. And I guess with Astroport, like I think I heard it's going live, like the first pools are going live very soon. So I guess this will mean like we would have to like integrate Astroport to like offer the full extent of assets tradable on our bot. And then
If you are using, this goes for you and any other integrators for Osmosis, if you are using the SQS router, it will automatically route through the Astroport pool.
Oh, okay. Right. We're not actually using the SQS router yet because it was somewhere in our roadmap. But I guess if you do that, it'll just go through Astroport like automatically, and we don't have to integrate separately with Astroport. Okay, that's good to know. Okay, yeah, we needed to do that anyway for the smart routing. Thank you. That's good to
know. So more and more stuff is all using, like if you use IBC.fun or Kepler swaps, all of this stuff is using SQS in the back end, so it'll
motherfucker screaming out loud looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Click the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps, clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle, eats, tearing apart your community, all these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity, got a planet in reach, coming standard to each, I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east, y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats, hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets, yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each, motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey, what could be worse, misrepresenting the first come first serve, mentality stuck in the verbs, I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt, we raping under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.